I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we headed to this week?
We are going to the fascinating city of Bell. In the location that used to be Corazon y Miel, the wonderful Mexican restaurant, is now another Mexican restaurant, this time called Tacos y Mezcal.
And who's the person behind that?
It's someone we've talked about on the show kind of a lot. Her name is Rocio Camacho. She's known for her moles. She had moles la tia. She worked for a while at Casita Mexicana. And this is in an old cocktail lounge on a very busy street. It's very dark. It's very long. The bar is very much part of the program, you know.
What are we going to eat?
You're probably going to start with an appetizer or two. She does a really good version of street corn, which is something everybody on earth is doing these days. But she really gets a nice black crunchy char on the outside of the whole corn cob. There's big mounds of octopus salad with chopped onions and avocado and some citrus in there. And these sort of par-fried thick tortillas to dip them up with, which is nice.
And then once we have sated ourselves with appetizers and we've had our first drink, will we be just basically drinking the mezcal straight, or are we having a cocktail?
They have cocktails, including what they call Oaxacan Old Fashioned, which is basically a mezcal and tequila Old Fashioned, which is pretty good to eat. The mezcal selection is interesting. They have a couple of shelves of them, but there's no mezcal menu and there's no price list, so you've sort of got to close your eyes and point or have somebody recommend one. And occasionally the one you think is the most delicious ends up being $32 a shot, but if you drink a lot of mezcal, you know that's the way it goes.
Yeah, more and more. The rest of the menu must be taco-centered with the name in the title.
It has two parts with considerable overlap. One is cazuelas, which, you know, is traditionally that flat clay pot that sizzles thing in the oven. Here, that's replaced by cast iron pans, which is cute. And you can get like a stew of nopales, of cactus with crunchy fried grasshoppers, if such is your thing. There's an alambre, which is not the super cheesy one you find in Mexico City style restaurants, but more focused on the meat and the onions, probably. There's chunks of swordfish with poblanos and something called chili ajo, which I hadn't really had before, but I guess it's a stewed pork shoulder.
With a lot of chili and garlic?
With a lot of chili and garlic.
That sounds pretty great. And is this a restaurant where the level of heat is pretty intense?
Actually, nothing is really that hot at all. Sometimes, as in their cochinita pibil, I sort of like longing for that habanero sauce that just knocks you absolutely backwards. You know, you get at places like Chichen Itza or in Chichen Itza. But there's homemade salsas that come served in a wooden spoon that's balanced on the plank, which is very cute, but not enough for people who have burned their tongues out on years of scotch bonnets and habaneros and scorpion peppers.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer, the LA Times, talking about tacos and mezcal in Bell. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.